Opinionated Marketers,
a podcast from Cambridge Marketing College.
Hello, and welcome to Opinionated Marketers with me, Charles Nixon, and Kieran Kapoor of Cambridge Marketing College. Today, we're looking at a very interesting article about supply chain and its impact on consumer demand. And this is a very interesting marketing dilemma of a different kind. What we're now seeing is the potential requirement of marketers to reduce demand so that the supply chain can catch up. Rather than just continually stimulating demand, we now have to consider the fact that we may not be able to supply those goods. So now we have to think about how do we manage that demand stimulation.
I think it's really interesting, Charles, and it's something we've talked about several times before, that we have got to stop thinking about the only way a company or an organisation or a marketing department is doing well is if we stimulate growth. We can't keep assuming that we are just going to grow customers, grow the sales. The world can't sustain it, quite bluntly. And we all know this. It's just that we tend to talk about it. And then when we come to set the annual targets, and I hold my hand up here as well, you tend to go, but I still want 5% growth, 10% growth, 20% growth, whatever. So I think there is a huge challenge for marketers in that we need to start looking at other ways we can measure what we are achieving and other ways to view whether the company is being successful. And maybe we should be talking much more about whether our staff are happy, whether our customers are happy and supportive and enjoying their products, rather than constantly going, let's get you on a guilt trip so you need to buy some more.
Yes, it is an interesting discussion because the idea of a sustainable organisation has always seemed to be one which is at odds with the idea of a growing organisation when you are demanding further levels of consumption. And I think going forward, the element for marketers now is to establish strong relationships with customers who provide a sustainable profitable, but not maximising that profitability situation with an attractive organisation which is able to supply its own needs for talent and skills. There was an argument the other day in one of the newspapers about the fact that most employees should be made shareholders or stakeholders of a more financial nature within many organisations, if not all organisations, and that this would bring about a better approach within the organisation to its customers and the long-term ability of the organisation to survive. It also, I think, from the point that we were just talking about off air, was the aspect of skills crisis, means increasingly that companies are competing amongst each other for the attraction and retention of the skills that they need, and indeed the training of those skills. So I think from a marketer's perspective, it's a holistic approach. You know, the marketing of the company as an ethical organisation that is a good employer and a good place to work, whilst not overstimulating the marketplace, but producing a relevant level of profitability.
But what was really fascinating about the article in the FT this morning is that Maersk actually said consumer demand must ease to end the supply chain crisis. This is a supplier organisation where I have a feeling if I went along to them tomorrow and went, I've got some great news, I need a million more of widgets for you to bring in, are actually going to turn around and possibly penalise me for that. This isn't the article saying it, it's me extrapolating, because that's not going to be good news from their perspective.
Yes.
So I do wonder if where that's going to affect marketing, because there's no point in generating demand if we can't meet the supply. We teach this as an absolute basic.
You're absolutely right. And the one element that will come straight out from it will be inflation. There will be a premium on delivery of goods as this situation continues and indeed escalates when we get towards the Christmas period. From our perspective, the Thanksgiving period and Black Friday from the point of view of the American marketplace, There will be, you know, or should be, less and less offers in terms of price, and it will be, people will be paying premiums for the action for the delivery of the products that they want. This, of course, has a bad impact in terms of some approaches to stockpiling, which we, you know, wouldn't want to see again. So you can see why, you know, lower customer demand is argued by AAPM, because that's the only way in which you're going to allow the supply chain to actually get back into some sort of balance. But the element in the UK at the moment seems to be that last month retail sales declined, which gave some relief to the supply chain, as people didn't go back out into the marketplace and buy as much as they would otherwise have been expected to do.
But Christmas is coming, and we all had a rubbish Christmas last year because lockdown was so close to Christmas Day. I think there's a huge element of people wanting to have a really big blowout Christmas this year to make up. And that will involve things coming through on the supply chain.
Yes, and the warning that there has already been is that many things, well, not many, I suppose, but some things will not be available at Christmas, are already being made. The degree to which one translate that into any particular goods, I don't know, but no, it is concerning.
And it does come back to a marketing point of view of, it is no point as a marketer getting terribly excited that you're going to do some wonderful Christmas campaign if your company cannot fulfil the orders, because actually that's incredibly brand damaging.
Yep. And I think therefore loyalty campaigns, rewarding loyalty for existing customers, has to be the name of the game going forward, so that you prioritise the supply that you are able to give.
Great stuff. Thanks, Charles. I think we actually finished in agreement with the idea that this is a really interesting dilemma for marketers.
Like and subscribe to this feed for more podcast content
from Cambridge Marketing College.